We're in the Kenora area of northwestern Ontario, close to the Manitoba border. This is where you'll find what's known as the Experimental Lakes Area, a vast outdoor laboratory of 58 lakes. Since 1968, this has been a test site for the effects of various pollutants on these freshwater reservoirs. This is where, after years of debate, we demonstrated scientifically the harmful effects of acid rain.
La beauté de cette place, c'est que c'est isolé.
The beauty of this place is that it's so isolated. There are currently no other human influences other than the factors that we manipulate. Therefore, we can really know the effects.
On peut vraiment savoir l'effet.
Margaret Xenopoulos is a scientist who conducts experiments on water quality here. In May 2012, she was stunned when Fisheries and Oceans Canada announced the closure of this research center.
The international aquatic community has condemned the closure. It is unique in the world, and the findings are important, not just for Canadians, but for the world.
Pour le monde entier.
The announcement of the closure was, for many scientists, the straw that broke the camel's back. Thousands of protests had taken place many times against Stephen Harper's policies. These included measures such as budget cuts and gagging scientists whose projects are funded by the federal government. Here in Ottawa, science was symbolically placed in a coffin. Scientists are not the only ones complaining. In fact, according to several people who know him well, Mr. Harper is making every effort to control all aspects of the government's message.
Personal characteristics come into this. He's a very confidential person. And he believes very strongly in confidentiality.
Tom Flanagan was a collaborator and strategic advisor to Mr. Harper.
Very strong control over encounters with the media. Control over what civil servants are allowed to say. And it's not just scientists, but it's all his own caucus. Yeah, I mean, basically he's set up a system in which everything that is said in government is, everything of consequence is supposed to be reviewed for political impact.
Journalist and political analyst Paul Wells.
A scientist is not insignificant because he's part of this new class that will vote 20 times out of 20 for the Liberal Party of Canada rather than the Conservatives. So it undermines the support that Harper could have had for a knowledge society. With much hesitation and changing nuances, Harper is looking for ways to build both a knowledge society, a society of discovery, innovation, and wealth creation, but also less liberal. And scientists don't support this.
Les scientifiques l'embêtent là-dedans.
Political analyst Daniel Lessard.
Donc, ce sont ces gens-là des ennemis du gouvernement.
So they are enemies of the government, and some studies will show that whatever the scientific evidence, they will always tell you there are people there to prevent economic development, to prevent the enrichment of Canada, etc., etc. They are adversaries, enemies. We don't care. We don't want to know about them.
Ce sont des adversaires, des ennemis, et nous, on s'en fout, on veut rien savoir d'eux.
Jackie Thomas is a former chief of British Columbia's Sekou's First Nations tribe. She also accuses Mr. Harper of wanting to silence those who, like her, are opposed to some of the government's policies. And she doesn't miss an opportunity to talk about sustainable development in the way she wants.
My government, the Canadian government, has been calling me an environmental extremist, a radical, and an enemy of Canada.
In February 2013, she spoke to a crowd of 20,000 demonstrators who came to the United States Capitol denouncing the Keystone XL pipeline that will carry bitumen from the Alberta oil sands to Texas.
I'm not against the development. We actually have some partnerships with some industry. We actually have a logging company here. We are a part of the Pacific Trail Pipeline natural gas line. We're one of the 15 First Nations.
Jackie Thomas comes from an isolated area of the province, a small reserve of 100 people. She takes care of Aboriginal youth who are often idle and who've lost confidence in themselves. Her tribe, like many others in British Columbia, opposes another pipeline. The Northern Gateway would ship oil sands bitumen to the Pacific Coast. These First Nations say they want to preserve their culture and living environment for generations to come.
It is the message that the government and industry is trying to make it be that we're against everything, and that's just not true. We are supportive of development. We need jobs too. We need financial security. And my young people need hope that they do have a future too.
Because he believes in the development, Mr. Harper is not giving up on convincing the British Columbia First Nations of the benefits of the pipeline projects. Political analyst Tasha Carradine.
Mr. Harper sait que si il réussit à avoir ces gens-là de son.
But Mr. Harper knows that if he manages to get these people, Indigenous, from the edge, he will achieve his ultimate end to develop these pipelines for the oil economy of the West. That's really the ultimate goal of the government, which focuses its resources and attention on the West instead of the center and the East. It is really trying to move the center of power.
Vers le centre et l'est, c'est ça vraiment, pour déplacer le centre du pouvoir.
Who's going to lay down in front of the bulldozers?
We will!
There is no relationship. We have not had a relationship with the Harper government.
Art Sterrett is spokesperson for the First Nations of the Pacific Coast. They also questioned the proposed Northern Gateway pipeline. He believes that the Federal Minister of Natural Resources, Joe Oliver, did a favor to First Nations, describing environmentalists as radicals trying to destroy the Canadian economy.
That was a big mistake, a big mistake. It really just rallied British Columbians into stopping this project. All of the incorrect statements that were made about foreign-funded radicals and everybody else in British Columbia, it just angered British Columbians that the federal government would try to bully British Columbians.
It's economic growth, and giving the taxpayer more value for his or her taxes than, I don't know, than was the case before.
According to David Berkusson, a historian at the University of Calgary, the Harper government prefers to focus on the development of the economy and jobs rather than fight against climate change.
I think the government now has accepted the reality of climate change, but I think they also see that some of the steps that are being advocated by some factions and groups and countries, for that matter, could cause significant economic damage to Canada if instituted or if instituted too quickly.
Margaret Xenopoulos tries to continue her experiments. She cannot believe we're going to give up a site as exceptional as the experimental lakes area.
On n'y croit pas. C'est juste, on n'y croit pas.
We do not believe it. It's just, we do not believe it. It's hard to, for us to believe what is happening, except they are more interested in the industry and less interested in environmental protection. This is another reason that we think they want to close the experimental lakes area.
Qu'ils veulent fermer la région des lacs expérimentaux.
Following months of negotiation, it's the Ontario government that finally comes to the rescue of these researchers. Ontario promised to keep the experimental lakes area going, but funding for research projects such as Margaret Xenopoulos's is far from assured.